Hey, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2023, Lord willing, we'll make it from Genesis through Leviticus, and this is the type of day, I have no clue where my glasses are. So, we'll see how this goes. Let's have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. Every day is a gift from you. And when we get to read your word, it's a double gift. Lord, we pray that your spirit would help us to understand it and that you would apply it to our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so here we go. Genesis. We've been out of Genesis for a while. Exodus chapter 35, beginning at verse 30. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, Jehovah has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and understanding, in knowledge and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting and carving wood, and to work in all manner of artistic workmanship. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach. In him and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker in blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do every work and those who design artistic works. And Bezalel and Aholiab, and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding, to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, shall do according to all that Jehovah has commanded." Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do? So, what is this about? God has already told Moses who he's called out to do this, who he's given his spirit to. Now Moses is actually speaking exactly what God had told him to say. And so he's telling the people, these are the two guys. God's given them his spirit. They have this skill. I want them to do this work. And they're going to teach others how to do it. But it needs to be done exactly according to plan. What's the best verse to summarize this? Well, in my Bible, I have chapter 6, verse 1. They shall do according to all that Jehovah has commanded. Now, you might think that's a weird place to underline, but I think that's important. And here's why I'm going to go with C, calling, right? What's the covenant connection? What are we called to do? How does this point us to Christ? Every detail in the tabernacle was important, because it was pointing to the heavenly tabernacle. It was directing their eyes heavenward. Yes, this was an image, a type, a sign, a form, you might say, of God dwelling with his people. But it had to be so precise, so exact, so following the patterns, because this is what God saw in heaven. Right, the earthly tabernacle couldn't contain him, but the heavens of heavens can't contain him. And yet in heaven, he has a temple. He has a tabernacle there where he dwells. And so this was like his residence away from home, you might say. It's not that God only dwells in one place. He's omnipresent. He's all over the place at all times and in all ways. But that's not what I'm getting at right here. It's the point that it was pointing to what was in heaven. We don't have this tabernacle. We don't have David's temple. We don't have Ezra's temple. We don't have Herod's temple. What we do have is the true tabernacle in heaven, where Jesus Christ serves with skill. And the people did exactly as God had commanded, so he might be worshipped in spirit and truth. I hope that we do the same. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus Christ, and we thank you for your care for us. Father, we pray that we would lift up our eyes to heaven, see who you are, and walk in your ways. For you have loved us so much. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you today. May you use the skill he's given you for his glory. And I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.